Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Quorum is present. Representative Hassan moves the minutes of May 16, 2019. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Members, we have a series of resolutions to most of which are housekeeping, one of which is deadline related. So the first one is the 2019 R11 related to parking, the state office building ramp for members in the interim. If there's discussion or questions, we have the sergeant and the controller who can address those. So I'll first move the 2019 R11. They have it before us, and it looks like Representative O'Neill has a question about that.
Just a procedural question, Mr. Chair. We had gotten in advance 11, 12, and 13, so we knew what was coming up, but we did not get 16. And I'm wondering if that was just maybe an oversight or what. We just don't have that as something that we were briefed on. I wonder if when they come up, if they could explain. I know they're going to explain them all, but I just want to point out that we in the minority did not get our 16 as a part of the package today.
Representative O'Neill, neither did the majority members. We just put that together upstairs during session. So we'll talk about it when it comes up. So the first few are housekeeping, and when we get to the R16, we can have more discussion about it. That works. Further discussion to the R11. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
No. Motion prevails, and the R11 is adopted. The R12 is the relates to the Journal of the House. And for the last day, as housekeeping nature, so I'll move the 2019 R12. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The 2019 R12 resolution is adopted. 2019 R3, I will move members, and this relates to the Sergeant at Arms and maintaining the building in our absence. Any discussion to that? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails, and the 2019 R13 is adopted. Representative O'Neill, now we're on to the R16. Members, under House rules, we don't use this rule very much because of the 24-hour rule, but there is a 5 p.m. deadline for setting the calendar for the next day. The reason we don't use it is because under 3.33, we set amendment deadlines at noon the day before. So the 5 p.m. deadline doesn't arise. But in the last couple of sessions, we have set a date after which the calendar can be set after 5 p.m. It doesn't change the pre-filing requirements at all. It just provides some flexibility in the event that all of us come to some agreement to move bills through without amendment at the last minute. It gives us the option to do that without setting a 5 p.m. calendar the day before. So I will move the 2019 R16 resolution. Discussion. Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So your comment was a little confusing about the pre-filing requirement. Bills that are calendared after this deadline would then not be subject to the pre-filing requirement.
No, Representative Dowd. Every time we calendar a bill, we designate it to be subject to Rule 3.33. So the Rules Committee has the option to apply the 24-hour rule or not. And so by adopting this resolution, all we're saying is that we can set a calendar for the day after 5 p.m. It does not affect the pre-filing rule.
If I might, Mr. Chairman, can you give me an example of how this might work in application? You're talking about maybe setting a calendar at 11 p.m. 2 days before, and then the pre-filing requirement at noon the next day is still in effect? Or
I think Mr. McCormick would like to weigh
okay,
in.
Yeah. You could walk me through that.
Members, once we waive Rule 1.21 and 1.22, if the decision is to apply the pre-filing deadline, we still have to calendar this 2 days out. It has to be calendared on the noon 2 days out, and then the deadlines are the next day, noon and 6 p.m., and then the bill's heard on the third day. Once we waive these rules, and as the time gets closer, using this ability to calendar on the fly, we can't apply the pre-filing amendment. So, for example, on Monday, if we had a Rules Committee meeting at 10 o'clock and we decided to calendar three bills, we now can do that, and then we can go right to the floor and hear those three bills, but amendments are not required to be pre-filed at that point.
Okay, I think that's what I understood. Yeah, thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the 2019 R16, please say aye.
Aye.
No, motion prevails. The amendment or the resolution is adopted. And then we have a calendar for the day for May 19th, 2019. Representative Hassan moves the calendar. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The calendar is adopted. Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any discussion on when we might reconvene next year?
We have a concurrent resolution that we'll be introducing today, and I think the date is February 11th.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So that's been agreed between Senator Gazelkin and Speaker Hortman. And members, so, you know, this is the time of the year when we're not sure what's going to happen, so I'm not going to adjourn. We'll be in recess. I don't anticipate a meeting, but we'll be available in case we need to. So the committee's in recess.